Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Hey, Cosmic Warriors, it's Lynn Louise, the Cosmic Valkyrie. I'm a thought leader, business coach, and shapeshifter. I actually don't know if you know that about me. I shapeshift into Crow, and I am Raven. That's just a little information that you might not already know about me. I'm a business coach, and I have a Facebook group. And today I'm going to do something really different. I'm going to read a post that I made. And forgive me if I stumble over my words because I am dyslexic. So when I read from a computer screen, it's a little difficult for me. But you're going to get the gist of it. I'm going to read that because somebody actually commented and they wanted some advice from me. So I'm going to share that comment as well. And we're going to answer it today. The post that I made, let me get to it. It says, a coach paying $8,000 for someone else's mastermind asked me if she could get my last event for free because she couldn't afford it. Y'all, it was a $27 event. Now, you know I'm having an event now and that one's free. But the one that I had before this was $27. She was paying $8,000. How do I know that she was paying $8,000? Because she was in a mastermind that I was in. Okay, so that's just a little background. Obviously, I'm not reading this post verbatim. But what I want you to know is there will be all kinds of reasons that people will ask you to discount your products and services for them. But it's not your position to compromise your integrity. The truth is that wealth comes from valuing yourself over money. And the story goes both ways for the person that is asking for the discount and the person that is actually being asked. When we value ourselves and we see the worth in what we deliver to the world, it's easy for us want to share it with everyone. And we want to gift that transformation to anyone who wants it. But when we compromise our integrity, things don't work out for either party. First off, when people pay for your products, they pay attention because they have skin in the game, meaning they have money on the line, so they'll show up differently for themselves. When they get something for free, they normally don't show up at all. I've seen it time and time again. I have gifted coaches my mastermind. I have had raffles. I have went out on a limb and given stuff away for free often. But here's what I have seen every single time. I kid you not, every time. And I had to learn it the hard way. First, they'll start showing up. You know, they're like gung-ho for the first couple of weeks. Then I start noticing them missing calls, and then they become really quiet in the group. And by the end of the first month, most of them have disappeared completely. Like I said, this is because there's no consequences to their actions. They don't have skin in the game. That money, no matter what amount it is, makes people show up differently. But right here, this is where you're probably asking yourself, but what about my money mindset? Like, how does this really affect my business? If I want to give somebody something, how is it not beneficial? Like, how are you compromising your integrity? You see, A business is all about the bottom line, whether you want it to be or not. A business becomes a business when you make a sale. If you're not making money, then it's just an expensive hobby. So our purpose of owning a business is to create income. Income is vital to the success of a business. And this post is all about money mindset. You see, your financial frequency is a direct reflection of your self-worth on a core level. And our actions can be a key indication of where we are operating from when it comes to our own worth and how we value ourselves. If we are compromising our integrity on our products, how is this reflecting your lack of self-worth? I know what it's like because I struggled with this. Like I said, I used to give things away over and over. I really want you to process this because if you're not seeing success in your business and you're willing to gift things away, are you thinking you're giving without attachment? A lot of people talk about this, like give without an attachment, but really it might be that you're having a receiving problem, y'all, because that was me. I had a receiving problem. That was my problem. And this is why I'm speaking about this today. Because honestly, our money mindset is so nuanced. It can hide. Our lack and scarcity can hide in the weirdest places, making it impossible for us to spot it on our own. Trust me, I've been there. Total transparency. I used to give things away to friends, family, even strangers with the intention to help them. But time and time again, I would see up to 100% of them not showing up. I would be there 100% for their transformations, and I would watch them over and over give up on their dreams. And every time, it would break my heart. It was so hard, but there was nothing that I could do about it. So it really forced me to take a look at me and why I felt responsible for their success. People please much, Lilu. Oh my gosh, I don't know if you all know this, but that's my nickname, Lilu. So, yeah, people please. People pleasing out there. The thing that I want you to really understand is the journey you are on is yours, your journey. And leaving behind the people pleasing behavior is a huge part of creating success in your business. And I'm not going to lie, it was one of the hardest things for me to overcome. But what took me so long to figure out, I don't want you to have to struggle with anymore. People-pleasing comes from a lack of self-worth. Okay? People-pleasing. You are valuing other people over yourself. And we see this often, how it plays out in people's business when it comes to sales. Not just in what we're giving away, but our beliefs around selling and prospecting. If we don't value ourselves or our future, we don't value our business. The more we value self, air quote self, the more we prioritize our business because we realize the important role our business plays in creating a better quality of life. Your dream life is the goal here. And not compromising on your goals for anyone else is key, no matter what the cost. And while I still give things away, I'm very intentional about who I give my time, my products, and my services to because I know my worth and the value that I bring to others' lives. You have this great worth and value too. And the sooner you become in alignment with what that means for your business, the sooner you can scale with ease and flow. This allows you to create that financial security in which you crave. And this whole post that I made about this was to help you understand maybe where you're operating from within that money mindset that's keeping you trapped. And this is exactly why I have created the upcoming free workshop for those of you that are trying to hit your first 60K. I want to help you design that roadmap, create consistent income to getting your business off the ground. If that's you, go to the show notes and get registered. I had some really cool comments on that post because of this, but I want to read a particular one from a woman inside the group so that I can answer it directly because I think that all of you will find value. She says she would like some help. Maybe I could help her with her mindset, and that she's waiting on money and that she would really love to be able to have a coach or find a coach that would work for her for free, but would never ask that of somebody because she sees their value and fully respects that. And she knows that as soon as she begins making money, that she wants to reinvest it into a coach that can help her with that. She also mentions that she has seen so much change in the coaching that I do for free over in that group that she really values my opinion and this and that. But she's been thinking about doing a sliding scale for her offerings and even a couple of scholarships, only because she understands the struggles that many, many women out there and lower income people have with the accessibility to these resources. She totally saw my perspective, and she's curious about my opinion and my thoughts on this subject. She said that she's learned so much from me and looks forward to hiring me when the day comes. That makes me feel really wonderful. Okay. So from that comment, what I get is that she is wondering what my opinion of a sliding scale is and the scholarships. Okay. Here's what I still do giveaways, y'all. I still do giveaways in some of my launches, and people win those giveaways and to my mastermind. That still happens. But when you do that, don't attach yourself to the outcome. And this is really what I wanted to get across in the post, that when people don't pay, they're most likely not going to show up the same way. So you can still do giveaways, do scholarships, but know that when people don't have skin in the game, they don't show up 100% for themselves. And it's up to you. You get to do that. Now, the sliding scale thing, we all get to determine pricing and how we really operate and want to do things within our business. Like I've mentioned before, our business building, like your business, is more like developing a recipe. So you have the ingredients and you get to determine how you want to put them together. It's not following a recipe, okay? So you can always go that route. And the only way to know if it's working is to do it. Give it a try. That's how we get clarity and we move forward. But here's really what I want to address as a business coach and what I teach within my own programs to my clients. There are many, many ways to serve an audience that can't afford to work with you. Case in point, a podcast, a free event like your first 60K. It's absolutely free. And I do free things all the time. I go into my group and do lives. I do informational posts. I do inspirational posts. There are many ways to give back to a community that can't afford what you have at that moment. So when I'm looking at products, I'm looking at helping the person invest in what they need, the transformation that they desire. I want them to have skin in the game because that's going to create a transformation for them. So if they're investing $3,000 or $5,000 into a program, they're going to show up much differently because they're going to see their value and the value of what they're investing in, and they don't want to risk 6 months from now, no change. Okay, but also the way that we perform within our programs, within our monthly memberships, how we serve people that join to get them rapid transformation is going to be really pretty, is going to be really important because that's going to allow them to know, okay, this is working. I'm showing up. I'm feeling the change. I'm seeing the change. This is awesome. So I don't really consider sliding scales or anything like that, because when you have a community on Facebook or if you're on TikTok or whatever platform you are, or even if you have a podcast, that's a way to connect people to free resources that you're delivering to them. It also gives them know, like, and trust so they can someday invest in you because they know what they're going to get when they start working with you. If you build that trust before they invest, they know what to expect when they do invest, that you're going to be there for them, that you're going to have their back. And this is really important, especially when we're looking at high ticket programs. People want to have that confidence and security that you're going to be there for them because they're investing money that is scary sometimes. Okay, so they want to know that you're going to do everything that you can. And like I said, I show up 100% for my clients. I show up 100% for people that are in my Facebook group and not paying me. Like, I just want to be there for everyone. And that is the way that I deliver to people that don't have the income yet to invest or don't feel safe. But the reality is, if somebody really wants something, they will find a way to buy it, pay for it. You see this every day. People struggling paycheck to paycheck, but if there's a really nice handbag that they want, or if they want to get their nails done, they will come up with the money. This is how we all operate because we see the value in that. So we have to show our audience the value in them to trust themselves and to invest in themselves in a way that's going to make true transformation, true difference in their life. Because that mani-pedi for $89 or $100, that's only going to last them until they walk out of there. We know that. We've experienced that. But transformation from the inside out lasts a lifetime because when somebody learns the wisdom that you are going to teach them, they cannot unlearn it. So yeah, you can do a sliding scale and you can have those different prices, or you can find ways to deliver to your audience that are absolutely free until they can afford to pay for you. There are so many different ways to run a business. And there are ways to take your clients on a journey and have them be able to invest in themselves at a lower price point and then feel comfortable investing more and more until they get to your high ticket mastermind or whatever. There are so many ways to do this without compromising your integrity and still being able to create that shift within yourself, but within others. So thank you for asking that question and for my advice. And those of you that want to be part of the upcoming free workshop, go to the show notes and get registered today because it's going to be a blast. It's going to be transformational. My whole intention with these freebies, like I've mentioned before, is to give you the ability to start making money so that you can afford to hire a business coach. Take that return that you're investing in time, translate it into money, and then reinvest it into yourself and your business. Because your business development is an investment in your future. Value it. Okay, so by the time this comes out, there are only going to be about 6 days left to register. Can't wait to see you. And if you are coming, just message me. I would love to hear it. I would love to hear if you're showing up for the upcoming workshop. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.